You're listening to the Camping and Off-Road Radio Show with The Duck. Thanks to our broadcast partner, Club 4x4. Insurance for four-wheel drive enthusiasts.
Well, as it warms up, we're all thinking about hitting the water, and there's plenty of people doing it. And I know I live out here in the Hawkesbury River, and although it's been in sort of lockdown land here, there's still plenty of people out and about on their boats. And one man who knows more about this than anyone else is our boating guru, Dominic Genera, and he was on the line. Dom, g'day.
G'day, champ. Yeah, you're not wrong. There are so many people out of the water at the moment. My mail is that there's plenty of boats out and about. And typical Australia, while some corners of our country are experiencing like challenging weather with, you know, wind and swell and bureau warnings, others have got some fabulous boating conditions. So, yeah, we're finding our moment and we're just getting out there because we love our boating. And you probably know, Duck, that you've got your own personal watercraft, and where you live, you see a lot of water skiers. But one of the major passions that boaters love is fishing. It's such a big component of the fishing lifestyle. Mm. And the information I'm getting is that there's plenty of good fish out there at the moment. Different areas of the country coming up with some really, really great catches, and people are getting out there to love their fishing. And I stumbled across something the other day, and I thought I'd just mention it just in passing, is that some of us have got restrictions, others don't, but some of us have got restrictions. But those people that have got restrictions are being very, very clever about how they're getting out. And there's a mob that called the Gold Coast Fishing Classic. It's actually a fishing competition, but they've come up with a way to run a fishing comp virtually. So rather than gathering with all the boats together and all the people together, and then they go out and bring back their catches and they do a measure up, what they're actually doing is they're doing it online. So people go out, catch a fish, they take a picture of the fish against an entry form or a sticker that's related to the competition, you submit it, and that's how you win your prizes. Very, very clever, and a big shout out to all the fishing clubs around Australia and all those people that have got a passion for fishing, because if you look at the forums and you read online, the passion as Aussies we have for fishing, and even the Kiwis, anybody that's from New Zealand will tell you they're just absolutely obsessed.
Oh, mate, fishing. We were just talking to Waddy a minute ago up in the Northern Territory, who is a fisherman, and that's what he does for a living. Yeah. And mate, some of the stories he tells me, and I've been fishing with him up in the Top End. It's something else. Yeah. Now, what's called the Gold Coast Flathead Classic. There's a website, flatheadclassic.com.au.
Yeah. Yeah, if you're interested in that type of stuff, look at flatheadclassic.com.au, and not only is it give you an understanding of how you could participate if you're in that part of the country, but for those other fishing clubs, it might give you some ideas of what you could do locally for your club members. So it's a bit of fun for anybody that's looking at doing that.
And some information for some new boaties who are hitting the water for the first time?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's the fundamental element of boating, is to have a good time. And what we want to do is be equally responsible to respect our neighbouring boaties, our waterways and the environment. So anybody that's getting out onto the water for the first time, a couple of things to think about. Very, very simply, boat responsibly. Only boat on waterways suitable for your type of boat. So if you're in a tinny, don't try and get outside the heads or get into open oceans, because you're going to get yourself in trouble. Make sure you always have the safety gear on board. Operate your vessel at a safe speed. Have someone on board act as a lookout and watch out for other boaties, objects or swimmers, and don't mix alcohol with drugs or don't mix boating with alcohol or drugs. Respecting the right of others, show the same consideration to others who are on and around the water that you'd like them to show you. Yeah, if you get a bit annoyed about what other boaties are doing, make sure you're not doing it to them. Keep the noise level down, especially around the shore. And when at the ramp, get on with it. Launch and retrieve your boat quickly as possible, because that just annoys other people unnecessarily. And the other one that's really important to me is to avoid sensitive areas. Don't disturb historical, archaeological, and avoid seasonal nesting or breeding areas. And if you can, carry a trash bag to pick up litter after yourself and others that might have been left behind, because we love our boating, we love our country, and just show a little bit of respect in the water, and just everyone's a lot more happier.
Yeah, good stuff, mate. Sounds fantastic. And mate, why don't you go out on your catch cry?
Yeah, why don't we do that? Remember, good boating is safe boating, and that a life jacket never ruined a day on the water.
And that, of course, is Dominic Genera, our boating expert, with some good advice there. And just a reminder, too, that if you want to jump onto that online thing, fishing, where you can go fishing, and it's all take photos of your catch and like, you need to go to that website, flatheadclassic.com.au, flatheadclassic.com.au.